Listener Production.
Hey there, it's Matt Layton with you. It's a sombre day in Sydney's east as Westfield Bondi Junction reopens for quiet reflection 5 days after the horrific stabbing attack. People are paying respects to the 6 victims and the trauma etched in the nation's memory. Regular shops reopen tomorrow, with some understandably choosing to stay closed. New South Wales Premier Chris Minns says the events of the past week are still raw.
It's the first step in healing. As I said to a few people this morning, it's not back to normal for Sydney, but this is an opportunity to get some kind of grieving and to turn the page on what's been a very difficult period.
Police have charged a teen in connection with the riot that erupted after the stabbing of a bishop in Sydney southwest. New South Wales Police Commissioner Karen Webb says the 19-year-old faces charges of rioting, affray and damaging property.
Police identified and charged a 19-year-old man for being involved in that riot. That individual wasn't a member of that parish. What we did see and anticipated and has been shown is that people just came along to participate in a riot.
A toddler is in a critical condition after being hit by a truck while crossing the street with their mother south of Brisbane. And Australia's sizzling job market appears to be cooling slightly. The unemployment rate ticked up to 3.8% in March, after employers shed 6,600 jobs. The Giants will have to tackle Carlton Twin Towers Charlie Curnow and Harry Mackay without their top defender on Saturday. A concussed Sam Taylor has been ruled out. However, midfielder Tom Green has told us they can still get the job done.
Our backs do such a good job that we know they'll be able to handle it fine as a collective, and we can help them out by winning the battle in the midfield and making sure the ball doesn't get down to them.
Round 6 kicks off tonight in Melbourne between the Saints and the Dogs. And Aussie Alex de Minaur has defeated Rafael Nadal to move into the last 16 at the Barcelona Open.